Thank you. I'm Andrea Garcia. I'm the Director of State Health Policy at ASTO, and I feel like that is a good lead into my presentation about everything that happened in the 2014 sessions related to public health this year. You'll see not a lot of it's evidence-based, and some of it came from different places, Hollywood movies, crisis stories in the newspaper. So let me just start out by telling you a little bit about our work at ASTO. We lead state legislative and regulatory tracking across the states on priority public health issues and issues impacting state health agencies. Our job is to share resources on trends and emerging issues. We don't take a position on any legislation at the state level. We share this information that we gather with state health agency legislative liaisons. So they represent the health agency before the legislature and then work up through the governor's office on setting what the priorities are going to be for the legislative session and then working to shepherd those through the legislature. We also have a work group of state health agency counsel who are engaged in reviewing legislation as it's introduced. And then we provide support throughout our program staff at ASTO, in addition to our support to state health agencies and their members. So each year we do two reports per year. One in January, we survey the state health agency legislative liaisons to determine what their priorities are going to be going into the session. We look at pre-filed bills and come up with a prospectus document. And then at the end of the year, we come up with a legislative summary. And this list here is a combination of our prospectus and then what we actually saw happen that we're in the process of writing up. So I'm not going to touch on all of these today because I only have 12 minutes, but I'm going to go through a few of them. So prescription drug abuse, and Michelle talked about this as one of a critical opportunity, and it was our ASTO President's Challenge last year. Dr. Terry Klein from Oklahoma challenged the states to take on this issue. So we saw states introduce policies in various areas within this problem. So prescription drug monitoring programs, we saw states looking to require prescribers to access the database prior to prescribing. States looking to make neonatal abstinence syndrome or neonatal withdrawal syndrome a reportable condition. Tennessee was the first state to do that, and we've seen several states follow their lead. This year, when FDA approved Zohydro, we saw states trying to move that to Schedule 1 so it couldn't be prescribed due to the high risk of it being abused. We saw states, including Louisiana and Tennessee, regulating pill mills or pain clinics. And then increasing access to naloxone. That's where we saw the most activity. 15 states enacted legislation, and then Rhode Island accomplished this through emergency rules. In terms of tobacco and, I don't know why my slides are going so fast. In terms of tobacco and electronic cigarettes, we saw a few states introduce legislation to raise the tobacco age to 21. None of these states were successful in doing so, but we have seen a lot of activity at the city and county level, so we're expecting this trend to continue into 2015. We saw a lot of states introduce legislation around regulating e-cigarettes. Not a lot of these bills were successful this session. A lot of states wanted more evidence or were waiting for the FDA to introduce their proposed rule. So most of these bills didn't pass. The area where there was a lot of activity, a lot of states enacting legislation, was prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. So you'll see a number of states did that this session. I would note that there was industry-sponsored legislation. This is why the bill in Missouri was vetoed. It defined alternative nicotine products and vapor products, or excluded those from the definition of tobacco products. So actually created a facade of regulation. This is what Governor Nixon said in vetoing the bill. And the bill was actually harmful to Missourians because of the special exemption it provided for these dangerous products. Newborn screening. Some of you may have seen the article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the deadly delays, how long it takes a sample from when it's taken from a baby to get out of the hospital and into the state lab and get those results back to parents. We saw a few states make changes to speed up that process. Some did it not through the legislature. With Washington State is one that did make a change through legislation. Blood spot retention has been another big issue in the states. You may be aware of the Minnesota Supreme Court case, which said that the Department of Health didn't have the authority to retain blood spots unless it had informed consent from the parents. The American Academy of Pediatrics and several other organizations pushed through legislation this session that actually gave the Department of Health the authority to retain blood spots and test them indefinitely unless a parent specifically requests the destruction. Adding screening for congenital heart defects has been the biggest trend over the last few legislative sessions, and four states did add that this session. Marijuana, this is an issue that's taking up a lot of my time these days. So we now have 24 states and territories that have legalized medical marijuana. Minnesota and New York did so by legislation this year. The product in those states can't be smoked, and that's a new policy in terms of state policies around this issue. And then Guam also had a ballot measure a couple weeks ago that passed around medical marijuana. We had two more states pass recreational or adult use marijuana this session. And then the big story was legalization of cannabidiol. So cannabidiol is a product that doesn't have the THC or has a very low amount of THC. And there's not a lot of evidence, but there was a strong case by parent advocates whose kids have severe seizure disorders. So this passed in 12 states this session, and two governors, Pennsylvania and Oklahoma, have supported pilot projects in their state. So we now have health agencies and universities engaging in clinical trials on CBD for severe epilepsy. So this map shows you the current status. We have the four recreational states in blue. The 24 medical states in green, and then the cannabidiol states in yellow. So I mentioned the Hollywood movie. This session we saw four states. We saw four states enact right to try legislation, which is modeled after the movie Dallas Buyers Club starring Matthew McConaughey. So this allows terminally ill patients to obtain experimental drugs without federal approval. This bill was also introduced in Michigan, Delaware, and New Jersey. GMO food labeling gets a lot of attention. We had 80 bills in 30 states this session. Connecticut and Maine enacted legislation in 2013, but those bills won't go into effect until nearby states pass similar bills. So Vermont was the first state to require disclosure of GMO ingredients in food, and that's effective in 2016. Of course, it's being challenged in court. So I want to end just by talking about social impact bonds. We started hearing about these a couple sessions ago, but most of them were introduced in areas around early childhood education and reducing recidivism, so corrections. We did see a couple bills related to health and prevention this session. The bills are mostly defining what a social impact bond is or saying that state agencies have the authority to enter into these social impact bond agreements. Or they're looking at pilot projects. New York is the only state that we saw this session that actually appropriated funding for an SIB project. And then South Carolina is the only state I'm aware of that has a project underway, and it's in the area of maternal and child health. So we're closely watching that to see how it goes and if it could be a model for other states. In wrapping up, I would just mention that we have legislative tracking available on our website on numerous issues. So if you want to look at what's happening in your state or what's happening on a specific issue throughout the session, you're welcome to do so. I would note that we just added Ebola under infectious disease if you want to see what happens following what has been, you know, an issue that got a lot of attention lately. Following that in 2015 is going to be something that we're watching closely. So thank you.